Now, here's Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. It's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. I'm going to set this up for you, okay? About, Brad, how many years ago did that first transaction fall through? Brad?
Hello?
Hey. Yeah. What's up, bud? How many years? I've talked about this on the radio show numerous times, more than 10 times. And Brad will explain.
2017.
So 2017,
I'm closing on the house. Your guy happened to quit that day, so the closing fell through. But the problem was that there were foundational cracks that ran from the inside to the outside in the crawl space.
On a brand new built house. On a new built house, yeah. Right?
Yeah. And the owner hadn't taken care of that. That was one of the reasons why the closing fell through. But the other reason, your guy quit. But you came in and said you were going to set. You sent PermaSeal out. They said they looked at it. They said that for $1,500 they could patch it with no guarantees, and then for $50,000 they could redo the whole thing.
Oof.
And you told me that you would cover the $1,500 if I still wanted the house, or you'd get me out of the house. And you got me out of the house, and that was the best thing that could have happened to me.
So let me set this up. I met this guy's father. Right? I'm friends with the father. I know him through the radio.
Yeah.
Okay, so started working with the guy. We couldn't get the loan done because there were cracks in the foundation. Listen to this, Sarah. Cracks in the foundation that we went back to the seller to say, we just need the cracks in the foundation patched. He could have called Chuck in a truck and gotten it done for nothing.
Right. $600.
Right? $600 for Chuck in a truck. So I'm like, I'm tired of dealing with this, right? I'm like, I can't keep doing this. I can't keep spending my time on the same thing. I'm like a gerbil on a treadmill, right? And a very good looking gerbil, by the way. So I'm like, I call up Laura Ann. I'm like, Laura Ann, I need this done. Bill me. I don't care. I got to get this loan done. So I was going to have PermaSeal come out and just plug the holes so we could close. I needed.
Were you wearing a cape during this event?
I'm just
trying to make sure. Like, did you have an S? Like a
that said mortgageologist on it.
Mortgageologist. Yeah. Okay.
So, just to make sure. So I send out PermaSeal to Brad's soon to be new house.
Yeah.
I'm like, just plug the flipping holes. I'm done with this.
Yeah.
Right. So Laura Ann calls back, tells me the story. So I relay it to Brad. She's like, you want the good news or the bad news? I'm like, oh, here we go. I'm like, what's the good news? I could patch it, $1,500. We could send a technician out tomorrow. It'll be done. I'm like, what's the bad news? The basement's going to cave in the next 5 years because of faulty foundation work. They have to put in piers. So I call Brad. I told him the same thing. Hey, I'll do it because I want this thing done and off our deck already. Or you're going to have to put 50 G's into the basement. So now this putz of a seller has what? He now knows he has a deficiency.
Got to disclose it.
You got to disclose it. So the next person that buys it, right, all he had to do, Janelle, was put the junk, he could have done it off the street. He could have called a professional like PermaSeal.
Wow.
Or he could have had Chuck in a truck do it. So I'm like, just have PermaSeal because I wanted the transferable warranty. I didn't want any problems.
Right.
So, Brad, I wanted to surprise you, Joel. Because you saved and your company saved Brad here. Had you ever bought a home, Brad?
No, that was going to be my first. This was my first purchase.
Oh my gosh, you would have been scarred for life.
You would have been.
Yeah,
it would have been like
the closing was horrible. I mean, I was yelling at the other side like, "This is my first time. It shouldn't be this difficult."
Wow.
So we got him out. He wasn't yelling at me.
Right.
No.
No one ever yells at you.
Well, some people.
Okay.
My kids.
Well, sometimes we have to be heard.
That's a good point, Brad.
Can't argue with perfection.
Because he's over-yelling. Yeah.
Well, there goes your Mr. Floor cleaning product, smart guy.
Mortgageology, everybody.
I was going to give you a double pack, a twin pack there. But, all right. No, but here's a first-time home buyer, Joel. Yeah. That didn't know anything about anything. He just wanted to buy a home. Super excited. He started a new job, right? Third shift at a machine shop. He was just starting out his apprentice role. He's now got promoted. He's making more money, and he's walking all excited. You know, first time home buyers, Sarah. First, and I'm like, dude, I got to tell you this. I'll patch it for you because I want this closed. But you're gonna have major problems down the road. And lo and behold, because of your inspection, one of your technicians that went out there and inspected that place, what happened, Brad?
I ended up buying a different home, and I'm much happier.
There you go.
Wow.
Cool.
Well, I just wanted to share that story. Go ahead, Joel.
Yeah, Janelle mentioned, you know, that's the value of having an expert for these things. Mm-hmm. So even an experienced home buyer is going to look at a crack in a basement and it might not be able to identify what the true issue is. So I'm really glad we were able to help. And that's a combination of training, expertise. We're basementologists.
There you go.
We need some shirts made with all these ologies.
So when we go in there, in that case, it would have been a significant structural issue with the house. And so if somebody just patched it, that would have resurfaced and ended up being a big problem.
Yeah.
And that's really the value as a buyer. You know, a home inspector, they're a light knowledge of a lot of things, where this is what we do every day. And so you can save yourself a major issue like he did.
So. Yeah. So, Brad, I use your example all the time, Brad. And it's weird because Brad sent me a text about a home equity line of credit, and he mentioned, I knew the name looked familiar. He's like, hey, dude, I can't thank you enough for that basement thing you saved me on. I'm like, you're the guy. I'm like, hey, I got Joel coming in for permit sale.
We got to talk.
Can you call in? He's like, yeah, absolutely. So, Brad, and we hooked him up with the HELOC with BMO because he wants to have some emergency fund because he gained all this equity since buying the house in 2017. He just wants to have a little equity there.
But that fund will not be used for basement problems.
It will not be used for basement
problems. There we go. Nice.
There we go.
Well, I appreciate you calling in, Bud, sharing your story.
Hey. Thank you, David. I can't thank you and Joel. I really, truly thank you.
Hey, you're
welcome. Thank you a lot.
All right, you have a great day and send my best to your girlfriend, all right?
You got it.
All right, brother, thanks. 312-981-7200. How's that?
Life-changing
Amazing.
Stuff on this
Love
show.
Love it.
This is your company saved this guy from buying a home that the basement wall, one of the basement walls would have collapsed because some putz seller was too cheap to invest $1,500 if he would have just filled the cracks.
They have like at home kits too. Like that seller's just crazy lazy.
Wow. Yeah.
Well, if he just, we would have never had your team go in the basement, do a visual, and notice that they had structural challenges on a brand new construction home. So go ahead. How does it make you feel?
Yeah, it just feels great to hear it. And that's people don't realize brand new homes, old homes, any home can have a major issue. And so you should always just be proactive when you're buying a place. Can you imagine buying your first house and getting a $50,000 bill?
Oh, man.
A year
this
later?
Is what this is about? Yeah, I'd freak out. It'd
be catastrophic.
Yeah.
About this time, he moved in 17. About this time, after all, 5 years later, he would have had the problems probably now.
Yeah.
Right? You know,
right.
With the wall encroaching, is that the right word?
Sure.
Right? Caving in?
Caving in.
There you go. I'm going to go roll with it.
Your vocabulary is out of this world.
It's out of this world wrong.
There's a lot of encroaching
out
walls
of this world.
Well, it's now encroaching, so stay there. 312-981-7200. You're going to come back and talk about a listener of the show who called you after buying a new home. Had sewage come up, which is not a good thing at all. So we're going to talk about that after the break. I wanted to get Brad in because I've mentioned Brad's story multiple times on the show.
It's a great story.
It's a great story that that you guys saved his rear end. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago. Coming back with Joel Spencer at PermaSeal next. 312-981-7200. That's MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago and 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Roy Spencer, Mr. PermaSeal.
You know, as far as your product, what's the process with that?
We have our PermaSeal way of doing things, but it starts with crack, the entire crack, the most common crack, structural crack, excavate the crack, see the crack. But that's just crack repair, and there may be a crack there may be not.
I'm also thinking about being a crack dealer. Not like a mean crack dealer, but, you know, like a nice one. It's kind of friendly, like, hey, what's up, guys?
Here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
It's still a classic.
That's one of my favorites.
That's a Roy Spencer gold mine right there.
It's beautiful.
312-981-7200. Home Sweet Home Chicago listener in Lyle bought a new home after 4 days of living there. Experienced the disgusting mess of sewage backup in their new home. While he had a home inspection, they did not inspect the sewer line, which made it more, before buying a new home, which you guys recommend all the time, is to do a camera scope of the sewer line to make sure there aren't any cracks or defects or or deficiencies within the sewer line, which they have to send a backhoe and start doing a lot of work and making a mess in the front, back, or side yard to replace it. So you want to walk us through this disaster?
Yeah, so this homeowner, John, unfortunately, he bought the house 4 days later. He's got sewage in the basement. We went out to camera it, and what we discovered is that his sewer line was made out of a pipe called Orangeburg, and something that was used, it's kind of prevalent, World War II era. You know, they were using iron for other things at the time. So Orangeburg is a pipe made out of wood pulp and tar, basically. It's like paper mache.
Right,
you know? And so when we discovered that was the issue, there is no repairing that pipe. It just has to be replaced, turned into a, you know, like a $20,000 repair.
Whew. I've never heard of that before. Orange what?
Orangeburg. Not to be confused with Hochberg.
Because I do not degrade underground.
That's right.
I stay strong. Or break down.
Or break down.
And you could put a camera through me every 5 years after a barium, after a barium drink.
Wow.
Clean slate.
Clean slate. And I've got pictures of it if you want to see it.
Oh,
this
my.
Is all so, great news.
So you don't see that inside the house, and that's common with a lot of types of sewer pipes. So in the city here, a lot of people have clay sewer lines, but if they go in their basement, they see cast iron. But once you get 5 feet from the house, transitions to old clay pipe. And then in certain areas, you know, they used this Orangeburg pipe, which isn't meant to last forever. And you really don't know until you go in camera and inspect it.
We had, again, these are all true stories. We had a lady call us that was renting a home from her landlord for 5 years. Came to a point where the lady wanted, you hear this all the time.
Yep.
The tenant wanted to buy the home from the owner. Fine, no problem. We were doing, because you guys had just started doing sewer inspection, so I said, let's jump there, start this. We'll pay for the sewer inspection on all of them just to get you guys a little lift at the beginning.
Yeah.
Okay? Send the sewer inspection out there on the home that she's been living in for the past 5 years. You guys put a camera through the sewer line and found a hairline crack in the sewer line of the home that she was living in. Never had a problem. 4 days later on this guy out in Lyle, I think it was. Yes. It would have been her problem now that she had the inspection of the sewer and could show, and you guys take videos and cameras and can identify root coming through. You've got blockages of paper and tampons and diapers and all that stuff. All that's all Jeremy stuff.
Yeah, like right, you seriously, know. You want to get more descriptive on the radio?
And you say great show. I'm gross. Yeah.
People are throwing up right now.
Like, I'm just telling.
If you're eating lunch, we're really sorry.
Yeah. Well, you know, this is what's in your sewer.
Yeah.
Right.
That's everyone
right.
So, knows.
Right.
Yeah.
But, you know, those wipes you're not supposed to flush down the toilets.
Everybody does.
That everybody right. does, and it gets blocked up. You know, even though it says don't flush down the toilet. So this is what you do. You save that homeowner at the time $12,000 to $15,000. Yeah. It was like 6-7 years ago when you guys started doing it. But would have never found it. Wasn't a problem. She's sitting there with a cracked hairline fracture in her sewer line that doesn't get better in time. It gets worse in time. So how much does a sewer inspection cost?
So right now, actually, through April, we're running a special. It's $175 to have a camera inspection. Normally, that's about $350.
Okay. I think my colonoscopy was like $3,500.
Yours would be like $30,000.
Maybe.
There's no way.
Not like, including the special drink.
Our cameras are a little large, so you won't be able to use them.
I don't know. Dave's had a couple of them.
Don't discount that.
What are we working with here?
You don't know. I'll tell you what, I could save that much money. I might want to try it. You might want to need to put me out a little longer. But you guys do the entire scope.
Yeah, and like you said, there's just a lot of things you can't see and wouldn't know until it becomes a big issue. And so even the tissues that say you can flush them, you really shouldn't.
Still
and they do
it,
build
yeah.
up. And so depending on the kind of pipe, who lived there, how much usage they had. We live in a world where there's a lot of high-efficiency toilets and things like that. So the old sewer systems are meant for a lot of water to be running through them, and we're running less and less. So there's different kinds of buildup. If someone hasn't lived in the home for a while and you're buying it, that sludge can harden and solidify. And then if there were fewer people there, they're not using it as often and they don't see the issues. So there's just a lot of things that can happen, and the camera discovers pretty much all of them for you.
That was my high school band name, the Hardened Sludge. We killed.
I bet you did.
We killed it.
Yeah.
But you also have not only the camera, you've got the equipment to go through, and if there is sludge and build up, to clean it up and make it a clean run.
Yeah, and it's called rotting. So after you camera it, depending on what you find, a rotting machine is kind of basically a cutting blade that runs through the sewer line to chop up roots, sludge, different things to clear that line out. And in the case of that poor homeowner, that type of pipe couldn't be rotted. Most other kinds than you would, and you can maintain the line.
So. All right.
How often should homeowners do that?
So I would say if you're not having an issue that you know about, it's reasonable to do an inspection every 3 years or so, just to make sure that it's maintained, it's clean, and things aren't building up on you. Other people, old clay lines, a lot of times there is a buildup of roots, and some people need annual rotting just to keep that clear and keep things from degrading faster.
Depends on your family's diet. 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. If our listeners want to reach out to you and your fine team, you guys call them the Tribe. What's the best number, best way to reach you?
So you can reach us at 800-421-7325 or permaseal.net.